This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
What happens to our ability to understand ourselves when we over-rely on technology? So in this study, we recruited 252 participants who completed a 10-item trivia quiz. And they were assigned to one of three conditions. They were either assigned to the Google condition, where they were asked to use Google to find all of their answers. Or they were placed in the no Google condition, where they were told, although you may be tempted to do so, do not use Google to search your answers. In a third control condition, they were not given any instructions about how to complete those answers. And upon given those instructions, they completed this task, where they had to answer 10 questions based on the instructions they were provided, and they were given corrective feedback at the end of after each answer. What we wanted to know was how their cognitive self-esteem changes as a response to the condition that they were in. So in general, self-esteem is how you perceive yourself, your overall sense of self-worth. So cognitive self-esteem would be how you perceive your own cognitive abilities. The scale was developed to measure your cognitive self-esteem. These are questions like, I am good at thinking, my mind, I have a better memory than most people, and when I don't know the answer to a question right away, I know where to find it. And this gives us an assessment of how people view their own cognitive abilities. We also measured their response accuracy, so we wanted to make sure that we accounted for the fact that some people would get more wrong and some people would get more right. So after controlling for response accuracy, so removing the contribution of response accuracy, we found this main effect right here. We found that when you use Google to find your answer to these trivia questions, you tend to overestimate your own judgments of knowledge. You tend to think that you yourself are better able to think, remember, and find information simply by using Google to collaborate on these answers. And we see that this cognitive self-esteem is higher for individuals who use Google compared to individuals who did not use Google and who were not given any instructions. So what this tells us, here Google represents a familiar source. In a different study by someone named Adrian Ward from UT Austin, he found that this effect doesn't happen when people use an unfamiliar search engine like Lycos. So something about using this familiar source that perhaps is seen as an extension of yourself because of how often you use it may contribute to this blurred boundary between what you know and what the device knows. And across my research, we studied this in a few different ways to establish this effect. We found in one study that when people use their personally owned device, the device they brought into the lab, they tend to have higher cognitive self-esteem after taking that trivia quiz than if they were given a lab-owned device, a control device that they were unfamiliar with to complete those answers. We also found that this effect depended on the modality of their technology use. When they use a mobile device, something that they perceived as being able to travel with them, we saw inflated cognitive self-esteem, higher cognitive self-esteem here, let's see, modality compared to smartphone and laptop. We see that in general, people had higher cognitive self-esteem when they used this mobile device compared to when they used a stationary device. And as I mentioned previously, when they used their own phone, they had higher cognitive self-esteem than when they used a lab-owned phone. We also found that people who receive immediate answers to these questions tend to report higher cognitive self-esteem than people who receive the answers after a delay. So here we can see that people's judgments of their own knowledge, of how smart they were, had something to do with how quickly they were able to access the internet. When they had immediate access, they judged their knowledge as higher, that they thought that they knew more about the topic, than when they had delayed access or when they had no access. And we found that this effect attenuates, it goes away, when people use a device that is not necessarily seen as an extension of themselves. In this study, we found that when individuals used a search engine to find answers, they reported higher cognitive self-esteem than when they used a digital agent or when they didn't use anything at all. So in this sense, we can kind of see that when a device is seen as an other, as we tend to imagine digital agents to be, then this overestimation of knowledge goes away. This suggests that when we completely rely on technology that we view as an extension of ourselves, it becomes difficult to differentiate between what you know and what your device knows.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.